What we plan to do today is to talk to you about the Williamson v. Citrix decision from the Federal Circuit that issued last year. That decision has proven to be very impactful because it has altered the way that terms that do not have the traditional language associated with means plus function can be now interpreted as means plus function. So what Aidan will cover here today is a brief look at the history of functional claiming. We will obviously look at the Williamson case and the application of the Williamson case. But we hope more interesting to you is a survey of district court and some Federal Circuit cases post-Williamson that take a look at what terms have been found to be interpreted as a functional term when this traditional means for claim is not, language is not in the claim. And then after that, we take a look at filed patent applications and patents since 2006, and we take a look at those claims and determine approximately how many of those patents, including the claims, these terms that have now been found at times to be functional, and posit the question as to potentially how many patents are out there that haven't been construed in court that could potentially have functional claiming when the patent prosecutor had no idea that that's what they were doing. So I think it raises an interesting question for all of us to consider, both the prosecutors and as litigators, as particularly defense litigators, in surveying and looking at patents that are being asserted and looking for these terms.